All right, thanks. Here we are on Saturday, April 23rd, and after we've seen an exciting game between Sigma visiting Derby for the year, both teams opening games of the year, I'm here with John Service of the Sigma, the coach of Sigma. And so we'll first of all ask you about today's game. What did you think?
Yeah, overall good. That's first game for everybody, and you know, I think they came out flying and trying to hit us a little bit on the transitional moment, and did a very good job at that. We made a few adjustments in the second half and controlled a little bit more of the game in the second half, and had a little bit more control in there, what they were doing, and control their transition. So I think in a way we did a good job. Still tired legs, I think, for both teams.
Yeah, and you see, I'd agree. Yeah,
some of their guys went down, and I think we needed the final moment to get something done. But overall, we'll be okay with the point, and we'll move on to the next one.
Also, playing indoors, is that any factor, especially how cold it is outside?
Yeah, for us, I think at this point of the year, it's nice. We can be here in T-shirts, but if we were outside, we'd be in a little bit more bundled up. But not normal to be in a dome when we're playing outdoor season, but I think with the conditions today, we're okay with it.
Okay, now I always... Your team is always famous for sending your players to university. Mm-hmm. Are you going to have a problem? You do have a full season this year, but in August, are people going to be saying goodbye, coach?
Yeah, I know. I think we're already feeling it now. We don't have any of the guys back because school hasn't finished yet. We have to adjust. At the end of the day, we look at our depth, and our depth can handle it. We'll see a few guys leave prior to the end of the season, but it's normal. It's something that we've dealt with for the whole lot of years, so we just got to make sure our depth is ready and ready to go.
Okay, great. And I noticed we've got some of your young players: Daniel Stampatori, Marcus Caldera, and Noah Jensen. Mm-hmm. I see them on Forge, and your link with Forge. Mm-hmm. This is yet another street that they can go down.
Yeah, for sure. It's something that we want to push all our players to, and if they're at that level, they can do it. Noah Jensen's a guy who's signed a full contract, so nice to say goodbye to him in a good way. But Marcus Caldera and Daniel Stampatori are both players who are on development contracts who can go back up and down. We saw Daniel here today playing at right back, and last week he was playing with Ford. So I think it's a good testament of what we're doing, and we want to continue that path.
Great. Now, there's going to be a league split at 12 teams up, 10 teams down. How important is it to, playoffs this year and so on, but just to survive that big cut that's coming?
Yeah, it gives everyone an extra incentive, right? Especially with those teams that are a little bit at the bottom and, you know, maybe are out of playoff spots, they got to be able to win every single game and gain every single point, and it'll be vital for that 2024, and we just got to make sure on our side that we're taking care of business and we're getting 3 points in every match.
Okay, and just to finish, that North Mississauga has moved to their own grounds, and you guys have Paramount Fields all to yourself. What will that mean to you and, of course, all the boys teams that you have?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's our own home. We don't have to share it anymore. We didn't mind it at first, but I think it's nice to have your own home base and nobody else is in there, and you can do what you want in there, right? So it's great for everybody.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.